It's in from the commentaries, but I've always found it very useful. The sort of definition of say two different types of jhana or different two different type ways of meditating. The alamanupanicca jhana and lakanupanicca jhana. So that they say the jhana or meditation that is using the object as the focus, and then the meditation that's using characteristics as the focus. Alamana as being an object, a mood, an object, object of attention. So that can be the, and that's usually the how the say samatha practice is taking an object as the focus, and vipassana is usually the taking the characteristics as a focus, or the characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta. And so that but that still this focus of meditation, and it has a different result, but it's still a focus. So that using the object of as a focus, using the breath, using an image, whether it's in an image that is inspires faith, like an image of the Buddha, or an image of the asubha kamatan, the parts of the body, or using a kasina, a color. Those are objects that the mind is able to focus on and attend to and keep returning to, and it sort of there's that steadiness of the object. And then the mind keeps returning to that and settling, absorbing into that. And then the lakanupanicca jhana, the jhana of meditation of using the characteristics as a focus. One's using a bit more analytical and discernment of these, impermanence, and there's change happening, but when rather than getting absorbed into the change and going through the objects of change, one's looking at it from the view of this characteristic of change, impermanence, uncertainty, it's unsure, so that's the mind is very focused and steady, but it has a different object of attention, in the sense of the object is one of a characteristic, and then it attains peace through that insight in that and recognition and the relinquishment that comes from that. So that, and we also have to learn how to shift attention to that, because sometimes we need to make my mind peaceful so that I can see things clearly, have enough samadhi so that I can gain insight. But the nature of the mind, or nature of desire, oftentimes what happens is, how do we make that decision? When is it clear that I've got enough samadhi so that I can have insight? this desire mind is if, well, there's never enough samadhi. It's just the nature of of desire. So there needs to be some, you know, one is using and relying on that settling and composing the mind and learning how to do that. But there's, one needs to consciously use these different modes of meditation, of say, of settling, of focus, so that one takes up the mode of attending to characteristics. Oh, and then observing, well, what's the result? What is the feeling within the mind? What is its, what is its what's the result? Learning how to become skilled in applying the mind, because that the stillness of the mind is we cultivate that in order to energize the mind, to brighten it, to allow it to be more clear. But then we also have to learn how to utilize that clarity and stay with, say, an object of change, to be able to sustain attention on a characteristic with the mind of steadiness. And that's where a penetration occurs, and that's really the ability to, for the mind to really drop some of its preconceptions and basic attachments. It's when we see through, say, the aspect of and characteristic of suffering, say, or the unsatisfactory nature of things, the pervasive quality of dukkha, and we're not shaken by it, we're not moved by it. There's a steadiness that is there. That's that. I mean, it's cultivated. It's not. One needs to be having worked with these two modes of object of focus, the alamanupanichachana, lakanupanichachana. These are two ways of attending within the meditation, and they're both. They're composing, they're settling, they're one-pointing, they're focusing. It's just using slightly different objects of attention, or modes of attending.